Item 22 is a report from Phil Ford on, and a possible discussion on the National Disaster Terrorism Plan.
In my old life, I got an intelligence report on the failure of whatever it was. Katrina, somebody asked me, they said, what's your personal family plan? Where are you going to meet your family, your grandkids, your son, your daughter-in-law, and your daughter in the event that something happened in Waco? How do they know where to go? Have you all talked about it before? Or are you like the rest of the folks that have to do anything? So I've had Daryl to pull together all the data in his realm and worlds that says this is a good plan. These are things that you ought to think of. This is like the Bible. I can give it to you, but I can't make you follow it. That's up to you, but you have the data available, and either I or Daryl will answer any questions. But I will give you a billboard prediction. There will be some type of a natural disaster. You may not be involved in it. I think, personally, there will be another attack on the United States of America. And y'all have
fun.
I rest my case.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Bill.
That's it.
Thank you, Phil. 23, report of possible discussion.
Thank you.
On internal audit quarterly report.
Good afternoon. Next slide, please. Basically, this quarter, the payroll audit, work uniform audit, water rec user fee audit, and work on the FY08 internal audit plan. Payroll audit, there were no exceptions and were noted for the payrolls executed during the quarter, and all payrolls were valid. With that, I'll go to the work uniform audit. Mr. Ford came to me and said that he needed for me to do an audit of the authority's work uniform program. basically, what I did was go out and identify who was receiving uniforms, what types of uniforms they were receiving, how we were purchasing those uniforms or uniform services, and then were those uniform services or uniforms being purchased, were they reasonable and cost effective? But what I found was that the authority lacked a standardized work uniform program. If you were to go to any of our locations at the beginning of the audit, you would have noticed that there wasn't a lot of, pardon the redundancy, but a lot of uniformity to our uniform policy. So, and also, the way we were buying them, we had uniform services contracts at seven different locations. They were all individual contracts purchased through three different vendors. But we weren't taking advantage of our size and the number of employees to do this on a authority-wide basis. Also, during this, I found that there were some instances where we were being charged for things that we weren't getting. For example, one of the things that uniform services companies do is they'll go ask somebody who's not in charge, say, hey, do you need extra soap this time, or do you need more towels or whatever? And of course, you know, the person they asked may not have the authority to even tell them they can do it, but they were doing that, and we were getting charged for some things that we shouldn't have been getting charged for. And also, and the unnecessary items also. And under the, we had like three contracts with under the buy board. I know those buy board, the terms of those buy board, we're not allowed to, we don't have to pay like environmental fees that you'll see on your bill. Some of the insurance for the employee uniforms, we're not required to pay those, and some energy charges that the normal everyday person has to pay for. But the good news is what we've done to date since the audit started is we do now have a standard uniform program in place. We've identified who needs the uniforms, what types of uniforms they need, and we have selected a vendor through the buy board program to buy those for everyone who's eligible. We do have some contracts that we're tied to for a couple of years, but they will go on this new contract as they come off. The good news is that through this process and the hard work of our FNA folks and our folks at our locations, we received, that number right now was 4,000 when this went out, but we received over $6,000 in credit for unnecessary items and stuff that they haven't provided. And this estimated uniform cost savings for FYI 08 and 09 is $27,000. What's significant about that is this includes, we've increased our number of employees that are receiving uniforms, but we've still not been able to purchase this or get these things for $27,000, like almost 30% less than what we're paying for now. So, the next slide. So, water rec user fee.
The good news is that's what the good news is. The bad news is I am not being lauded for president or for your wonderful increase in my morale because I like a choice and to wear what I want to wear, and I don't want to wear a uniform. But there were safety considerations and people with hazardous duties and stuff that were wearing polo shirts that we were paying for that didn't make sense to do that. So we did that. That's one of those decisions you make. It's not a popular decision, but it's a smart thing to do, in my humble opinion.
Just sort of some idea, what percentage of the workforce wears uniforms?
About half.
Is that right?
Little over half.
Is that right?
About 50-60%. And it's our maintenance personnel and our wastewater, water treatment personnel, the main ones that do it, wear it. And then the dam inspection people also, and dam maintenance people. Just for a little bit of refresher, 2 years ago, Mike Iltis and his group came to you and proposed this water rec user fee program. Just a little background, we have 1, 3, 5 and annual permits, and those cost. And at the time, the board made the decision to provide unlimited free permits to lessee and dock owners it's unlimited for every watercraft that they can provide registration for. I mean, there is a limit, but it's not. If they had 20 that they had registered in their name, they could get 20 free permits, so, or one or two, whatever. So. Next slide, please. I basically interviewed the PK personnel, and this year, the first year of this program, we had a lake ranger who went out and collected cash, and for these permits, we have 20 vendors. I think is number 20. Is it still 20? We have 20 plus vendors who sell these fees for these permits for us across the lake. And in the first year, the process was for them to collect the money and then our lake ranger to come and get that and reconcile those and take the cash. But we decided that wasn't very safe. There was a risk to the authority for anytime you deal with cash. So what we do now is we directly bill those vendors. The lake ranger goes in, he reconciles the number of tickets, permits sold, and this is checked by Mike's office and then sent to our FNA office, and they directly bill the vendor, so he never has to touch cash. And that's cut down probably his time by 50-60%. And instead of having to go and spend an hour at this each one of these vendors, he spends 5 or 10 minutes now. Plus, it makes it easier at the office too for the people counting the cash and depositing the cash. next slide, please. We have good internal controls, and the program is meeting its goal of making PK. Public recreation partially self-sustaining. We collected approximately $191,000 in revenue. We awarded 2,300 $119,000 worth of free permits, and our expenses were approximately $30,000. So the net revenue was approximately $160,000 for the program. Next slide, please. We decreased labor costs as a result of that new revenue collection process that I was talking about. However, the process for the personnel at the lake office to give away to give these free permits to these folks is very time consuming, because they have to bring the registration and it takes quite a while to do it. If there are no other questions, that concludes the report part.
Thank you, Don.